Emily Hawkes, who is from the Curve Foundation, and she's going to be talking about the mind. Sorry, I'm going to say this correctly eventually, Emily. It's Miles Over Mind campaign. So, very good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
I don't know if anyone else is having that. Every time I go to say it, I'm doing it around the wrong way. So it's Miles Over Mind campaign.
I've done it the wrong way as well. I keep doing that. I keep going mind over miles.
Yeah.
But it's miles over mind.
That's it. That's the campaign. So before we talk about that, Emily, tell us about the Curve Foundation, what you do there and what your role is.
So I basically look after all the kind of PR, trying to get our name out there. I take a lead on campaigns and I work with a lot of the families. The charity relaunched... 2000 and was it last year? I want to say last year, but I'm getting really confused what with COVID. So it was formerly known as Shay's Smile. And then we now sort of changed our mission statement to focus more on children and young people who are suffering with mental health issues and supporting them and their families.
Yeah. And have you found during the pandemic, has there been a massive increase in the amount of inquiries that you're getting?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And even on a personal note, hearing friends and family with sort of slightly older children, even younger children in primary schools, all round hearing more the rise of anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, body image, which has sort of come, I think, out of this pandemic. Maybe it was already there, but the pandemic and just children not being able to do what children and young people normally do has been so hard.
Yeah. I know it is also Self-Esteem Awareness Week as well, and I was mentioning before you came to air how much social media plays a part in that with impressionable minds. As being an adult, you kind of know when you see advertising that the woman who's, is a model, they don't look like the regular people, they're taller, they've got all this skin that's been photoshopped. When you're, you know, if I was 12 years old looking at social media now, I'd be like, but I can't look like this person that I'm following. And even the person you're following doesn't look like that either.
No, not at all. I mean, I saw some images actually on social media over the weekend of a woman who was this beautiful model and she looked stunning in this ad campaign. And then they had next to it the actual image that was taken before the retouching and the airbrushing and the contouring. And I mean, unfortunately, I think social media plays a huge part. And this month particularly, we are paying close attention to self-esteem awareness.
Yeah.
We've got our own little campaign that we're running, just sharing people's stories in the local community alongside our Miles Over Mind campaign.
Yes.
And it all kind of links in because money's raised. We want to be able to support young people who are suffering and children. And maybe they have taken that first step to go to the GP and the GP has them on a waiting list, because that's the thing. There can be up to a 6 to 8 month waiting list to see a counsellor or to even get a first assessment. And not all families can afford to go private. We don't all have that luxury. So we want to bridge that gap and we want to work with some local GPs in some of their referrals. So the money's raised will help support with some counselling sessions, some one-to-one counselling sessions for those children and young people who are really struggling at the moment.
And can people, you were saying about, you know, going to the doctors as the first point of call, but can people actually contact you direct rather than going through their doctors?
Yes, they absolutely can. And, you know, we're working very closely with a mental health nurse. We're getting it's going to be a monthly kind of, at the moment, it's going to have to sort of still be online, but obviously with guidelines changing, a monthly kind of catch up and a coffee. And what that will be is for mainly the families, so the mums, the dads, the parents, the guardians, for them, because they'll need support as well. And we're going to be getting in experts. I mean, it will all be put on our social media, on our website as well. But please, if you have got a young person, a child who is really struggling, please do make contact with us, because we want to be able to help support those families. And as much as we're doing all we can to try and find those families, If anybody is at that point where they need help, please do get in touch with us.
And we will put all the details up online for the Curve Foundation as well. Lovely. And, you know, during lockdown, so many charities where you would normally be doing your fundraisers, your fetes, you know, yeah. I don't know, maybe a couple of concerts or whatever else it is, we've not been able to do that. Now, you've got a campaign coming up, which everybody can get involved with, which is called Miles Over Mind, and it is to raise funds to keep this charity going. So tell everybody about it and how people can get involved.
So Miles Over Mind, so May is National Walking Month, as well as it obviously being self-esteem, teenage self-esteem awareness month. So we've put the two together and we are basically asking people if they would be up for walking 100k in May. Now, they can either do it as a with a partner with up to five other individuals, and you can share the miles. You can do it with your child, your grandchild, your dog. You can run it, you can walk it, you can scoot it, you can cycle it. And we're asking you to keep a track of your mileage, and you can do that via various different apps. I think Samsung have got an app, Apple have got an app. It's all on our little blurb, actually, on our website. Asking you to track it, take pictures, and obviously asking for sponsorship. So you can set up a Just Giving page, or if, you know, perhaps you're thinking, well, I've done a lot of walking in lockdown, I'd rather support someone who's doing it. We've got lots of great ambassadors. Two of our own are from Curve, so our lovely Becca and our trusty Taylor, they're currently walking it. And then we're working very closely with a local PT, Nat PT, and she now has recruited 36 individuals who are all walking it, which is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Oh, well done to her. Good mention for her.
I know, isn't it?
It's great. Now, hopefully, maybe later in the year, we'll get to maybe get you back in the studio so you can have a little chat. And if people want to find out more about the Curve Foundation, what are all the details?
So if you head over to www.curvefoundation.org.uk, everything is up there on our website. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter and LinkedIn. If you are a family, you know, what we were kind of saying earlier about self-esteem, if you're a family looking for support or you want help from the Curve, feel free to use our Facebook page if that's easier, or you can simply go onto our contact page on our website and contact us directly that way.
Excellent, excellent. So, as you said, anybody out there, if you've got, you know, young teenagers or young children having, you know, feeling depressed, just not feeling good mentally, there is help. You don't have to go straight to the doctor. Always good to go to the doctors, but sometimes, as you said, to get a referral, to get to see somebody can take months and months and months, and parents normally don't want to wait that long, and neither does the child. So you can always go direct to the Curve Foundation. You will find them online. They're absolutely everywhere. So good luck with Miles Over Mind. See, I did it right then.
I have to keep checking myself.
It's going to trip me up all day. So, Emily, great to talk to you, and hopefully let us know how much was raised and what the details are. So it'll be after. Lovely. So it's all through May, and hopefully we'll speak to you again in June.
Yes, and anyone that does take part, obviously, at the end of May, send us in your details. It is all on the website, but you will get a certificate, and obviously you'll get lots of mentions. Don't forget to also follow us on social media as well, if you are sort of tracking the campaign.
Yes, and they're on Instagram too, aren't you? I followed you this morning. There we go. Yeah. You've got to be on all of them. Lovely. Yeah. Have a great day, Emily, and fantastic to talk to you, and thanks for all the good work you do at the Curve Foundation.
Lovely. Thank you.
Take care. Excellent. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.